Michael Bublé. Another winter day has come and gone away, in even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel all alone. Oh, let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. I wonder when Jesus began his ministry and moved miles away. If he felt that way, did he want to go home? Jesus spent 30 years, the majority of his life, in Nazareth. Where is Nazareth? Nazareth, you know now, is considered the Arab capital of Israel, 69% Muslim, 30% Christian, barely any Jewish presence there at all. How many of you have heard of Charles de Foucault? I think I said his name right. He was a French soldier at the end of the 19th century. He was a loose-living kind of soldier. Eventually got bored and quit. But he was reinstated when rebels fought the French colonists in Morocco and Algeria. Along the way, he became enthralled with the lives of the Muslims in North Africa. He was moved by their piety and their faithfulness. After serving in the military, he went back to Morocco with the French Geographic Society. And he witnessed the Muslims and all of their prayers, etc. But he felt a call from God to investigate the faith that he had left behind in France, his own Catholic Christianity. That brought him to the Holy Land, specifically to Nazareth itself, where he became interested in Jesus' first 30 years of his life. And this was what Foucault called the hidden life of Jesus. Now, sometimes we look at Jesus and his life in a kind of two-dimensional way. We rarely think of those first 30 years. And if we do, we think of this nice, spacious carpenter's shop where he's speaking with Joseph. Perfectly arranged workspace, tools behind him, all in their right order. However, first century Nazareth was not like that. Did not have those kinds of luxuries. The house Jesus lived in was probably very small and only had one room. The New Testament mentions other brothers and sisters who had no doubt also shared this house. Joseph and Jesus, if they were carpenters, and we know they were, they had to work in the hot sun, carrying their tools from place to place. There was no workshop, no place to sit down and speak and talk, those things. All of Nazareth consisted of tiny houses, and often there were a group of them that surrounded a large courtyard where everyone would gather and talk, where the animals would come and do their thing. Now, there were small alleys between the houses. And those small alleys is where the trash and the sewage went. Very different kind of place than what we think. The life expectancy in that environment was about 30 years. Joseph and Jesus were craftsmen who served the farmers and landowners. From a carpenter's check, 10% would go where? To the temple. Probably 30% went where? To the emperor. And probably another 10 to 20% went to Herod. Not much left over. And in their craft, they would have to work not only with wood, but stone and mud and rocks, because wood was expensive. It would probably also have been necessary to work in the fields, which is why Jesus' parables are all about farming, agriculture, and those things. They would have to do this to make ends meet. Life was not easy in Nazareth. Now, 4 miles from Nazareth was the city of Sepphoris, and there were about 30,000 people there. It had an amphitheater, it had a royal bank. The houses were larger there. They had frescoes, they had mosaic floors. That would have been a place for a carpenter to go. Perhaps Joseph and Jesus visited. Perhaps they had odd jobs there. I don't know. But the hidden life of Jesus for 30 years was Nazareth. The center of the universe for 30 years was Nazareth. Well, what did they have in Nazareth? They had each other. Relationships, community. They laughed and cried together. They grieved and prayed together. They prayed for good crops. They prayed for rain. They prayed for healthy births, healthy babies. And of course, they committed loved ones to God in death. Life was not easy in Nazareth, but it was close, and the people cared for one another. In this hidden life of Jesus, the Spirit of God moved and molded him. He grew in favor among God and the rest of the community. And this hidden life created by the Spirit is something that occurs for us each and every day. If we look for it, if we are open to it. Dan Martin writes, "In Nazareth, Jesus' life was most like our own. None of us is going to be preaching and performing miracles, at least not as Jesus did. But all of us live everyday lives as Jesus did in Nazareth, being taught and cared for by our parents, loving and squabbling with our families, playing with our friends, learning what it means to be an adult, and in time earning a living." Well, God is always present with us. We just need to acknowledge Him in what we do every single day. It is the hidden life of discipleship, the hidden life that we all live, where God is always calling us. But then there is what we might call the active life in the Spirit. Now notice the Gospels. This will be a fantastic Lenten reflection, by the way, when it comes in a few weeks. Jesus is led just as the children of Israel are led. Jesus is led through, what's the first thing he does with John the Baptist? He's led through water. The children of Israel through the Red Sea. The children of Israel are led to the wilderness where they are tempted by their own hunger and thirst and frustration. Jesus is led to the wilderness, led by the Spirit, the Scripture says, to be tempted by his hunger and his thirst and by the devil. Jesus is then led here to his hometown. This is from next week's lesson. "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." So Jesus tells the synagogue and the people, his hometown folk, those he had grown up with, those he loved, those he had been with, tried to throw him off a cliff. The active life of the Spirit. There in the synagogue were Jesus' friends, neighbors, his childhood rabbi, all ready to kill him. All that Jesus said about Jubilee. Jubilee was in Leviticus chapter 25. Every 50 years, the land would rest and debts would be canceled. It was a way of starting over again for the next generation. All that he said about these things, bringing good news to the poor, healing, the people of Nazareth embodied. This was their life. They were poor. They were lame. They were blind. They had nothing. They were the poorest of the poor, the weakest of the weak. Yet when Jesus says, "I am here for you," they don't want to hear it. Jesus' call caused a separation between all those he knew and loved, even if that call would actually benefit them. The deeper walk in discipleship can be literally a crucible for us, literally a cross. But the hidden life in the Spirit always leads to an active, possibly painful life in the Spirit. Back to Charles de Foucault. Upon visiting Nazareth, he decided he would become a monk. So he left for a Trappist monastery in Syria. Yet he couldn't stop thinking about Nazareth. Spent 7 years as a Trappist, went back to Nazareth, and hired himself out to the convent of St. Clair to be their gardener. Then he felt God pulling him in another direction, back to North Africa. So he said, "What I'm doing here in Nazareth, living this hidden life of Jesus, trying to imitate what Christ did, I'm going to take that to the people of North Africa. I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to set up a hermitage and live as Christ lived among the people of North Africa, hoping to start a movement, hoping that brothers and sisters would follow." So he went to Morocco, actually Algeria, on the border of Morocco. And guess how many people followed him? Zero. Guess how many people came to be a part of his community? Zero. He was there for 15 years. And then 1916, you know, it started in 1914. 1916, the Islamic rebels rose up against the French. He was caught in the middle and was killed. The hidden life of Jesus and the active life of the Spirit doesn't always end the way we want it to. Doesn't always go the places we want it to. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And there are many in our world who need to be set free. There are many who need the fresh start of Jubilee, whether they are poor or poor in spirit. They need to hear. Who will be there to tell them? In your hidden life, every day, the Lord is present. And he wants you to say what you are about. But he will call you to something deeper and something more difficult if you are able to hear.